I'm Aaron Schachter in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. If the battle against the militants known as ISIS seems remote to most of us Americans, the threat posed by the militants is literally next door to Turkey. And there were a couple of dramatic developments involving ISIS and Turkey over the weekend. An ISIS advance in northern Syria sent some 130,000 refugees fleeing over the border into Turkey. At the same time, the Turkish government announced that ISIS had released 46 Turkish hostages the group had captured in Iraq 3 months ago. Today, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he expects Turkey to step up its fight against the militants now that the hostages are home. Dalia Mortada is a reporter in Istanbul. And Dalia, first off, these 46 hostages who were liberated over the weekend, what is the official explanation of what happened?
So the official explanation is actually very mysterious. Basically, they've said that there was no deal made, no ransom paid, and that an intelligence operation had gotten these hostages out, had helped get these hostages out, and diplomacy prevailed.
Is this credible, really?
It does seem hard to believe. I mean, these hostages have been held for about 102 days. So it leaves the question of what happened, what changed in order for this deal to have been finally be reached. And if there was no exchange of ransom and no special deal made, then what would have done it? And these hostages were delivered. It was not a military operation. ISIS released these hostages.
Now, Turkey has largely sealed the border today. And again, it's been years of people flowing back and forth, refugees and fighters and so on. Why this move now? Is there any indication why?
Well, so honestly, recently, since ISIS started becoming a real threat in the region, Turkey started clamping down on the borders, especially as part of its cooperation with the United States and Western forces to sort of stop the flow of foreign fighters going into Syria, because that had been a big issue on the Turkish-Syrian border. Over the weekend, the borders were opened, wide open, for refugees to flow into Turkey. And today, the seal of the border, there hadn't been an explanation as to why, maybe perhaps on a logistical perspective, it was tough to take in more refugees.
Okay, so Turkey has its hostages back, and they use those hostages as a reason for not participating in a U.S.-led coalition against ISIS. And yet they're still not participating. What is holding them back?
Right. So that's one of the big hangups, that Turkey had said, you know, we can't be very active in this coalition simply because we have these hostages. But there is the threat of retaliation. And actually, this weekend in Istanbul, there was a 15,000 police officer sting on alleged terror activity. And I actually had been witnessing part of it without knowing on Saturday night. And so this operation was allegedly to get some vans that had bombs in them. That's a report from the government. But
wow.
Yeah. So the fear is retaliation on Turkish soil. That could be a very real threat since ISIS is so close.
Now, speaking of the government, another development recently there is that a New York Times reporter has been denounced as a traitor and a foreign agent, and she's a native Turk, after she reported that several hundred Turks had joined the Islamic State movement. Why such a hostile reaction, especially to a story that seems a no-brainer?
Unfortunately, this isn't the first time that this has happened. This is an unfortunately typical response from the Turkish government. Last year, it happened with the BBC correspondent here, who was also ethnically Turkish. And this time around, it was this reporter for the New York Times, Ceylan Yeansu. And it's an easy target. Turkish political rhetoric often points to foreign correspondents, and especially if they have Turkish roots, to be sort of these conspiring spies against the government.
Dalia, considering how Turkey has been behaving as of late, can the U.S. really rely on them at all as a partner in this fight against ISIS?
Does the U.S. have a choice? That's one of the biggest questions that's being asked, is can the U.S. rely on them? They need each other, it seems, because if ISIS becomes a real threat, Turkey won't be able to fend them off on their own. I don't think so, at least. But in terms of how much Turkey can give without putting its own borders and its own territory in danger, that's the question that's being asked. And it all comes back to also how these hostages got liberated. In the end, we don't know what it took to liberate them. And it doesn't seem like we're getting the full story.
Reporter Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.